A study published today in the journal Bioscience finds that the problem of acid rain in the Northeast is more persistent than once thought. Scientists say that despite a decade of cuts in acidic emissions, lakes and forests are not recovering and won't recover anytime soon. New Hampshire Public Radio's Doug McPherson reports.
The term acid rain is a misnomer. Scientists prefer the term acid deposition. Pollution spewed into the atmosphere is carried by the prevailing winds to the Northeast and Canada, where it falls back to Earth in many forms, including rain, fog, fine particles, and snow. Here in New Hampshire's White Mountains, streams are just beginning to swell with the melting snowfall of a long winter.
These streams are still acidic. This is probably running about 4.8 pH. That's about as acidic as beer, say.
That's Kathy Fallon Lambert, director of the Hubbard Brook Research Foundation. Lambert says beer is about 10 times more acidic than pristine rain and snow. Yet this stream looks remarkably clean.
Because under those acid conditions, less aquatic life can survive. So rather than looking green and lush, it looks very clear. And that's typical for an acid lake or stream.
Lambert is one of the 10 authors of a report published today in the journal Bioscience. It's the most comprehensive study on acid rain in the decades since Congress demanded steep cuts in highly acidic sulfur emissions from Midwestern power plants. Another author of the study is Gene Likens, director of the Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. Likens' pioneering research on acid deposition strongly influenced the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990.
And I think at that time, the public sort of took a collective, glad that problem is over, and certainly the politicians did. And I think everybody thought that the problem was solved, and we went on to other kinds of problems. But unfortunately, it has not been solved.
The Bioscience article finds that despite slight reductions in acid deposition over the past decade, lakes and streams in the Northeast remain highly acidic. Part of the problem, according to first author Charles Driscoll, professor at Syracuse University and senior scientist at Hubbard Brook, is that years of acid deposition have leached out elements in soil that naturally neutralize acids, such as calcium and magnesium.
In areas like Hubbard Brook and in upstate New York and New England, the quantities of these calcium magnesium in soil is already low to start with. And so at Hubbard Brook, we've seen that over the past several decades, the soil has lost about 50% of its available calcium. And we think that that has had significant effects on the ecosystem.
Driscoll says one startling effect is the dissolution of one of the most abundant metals in soil, aluminum.
In the presence of strong acids from acid rain, this aluminum will be dissolved from soil and get into soil water and stream water. Aluminum is a toxic substance, and it is toxic to trees, and it's toxic to fish and other aquatic biota.
Added to this is a growing accumulation of sulfur and nitrogen, which also appear to leach out of soil and further acidify lakes and streams. Driscoll says all these problems combine to form what he calls built-in delays. As already damaged ecosystems are exposed to further pollution, recovery from acid deposition will take much longer than once thought. At current emissions levels, recovery will not occur in the next half century. But Driscoll is hopeful.
Over the period of several decades, I think you could achieve considerable recovery, but it will take levels of reductions beyond what we currently have.
Such reductions are achievable, according to Armin Cohen, head of the Clean Air Task Force, a Boston-based environmental group. Cohen says there are two things Congress can do.
The first is to cut coal plant emissions deeper, probably 75 to 80% deeper than is required by current federal law. The other thing we can do is begin to force policy to clean up cars and trucks, which contribute about half of the nitrogen oxide emissions that exacerbate the acid rain problem.
The timing of the study is propitious. Later this year, the Clean Air Act is up for reauthorization by Congress. For NPR News, I'm Doug McPherson at the Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in New Hampshire.